from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Oh, Marty, that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I know, I was thinking about something else.
What?
Just a future conversation I'm going to have. Top six at six. Little bon mots, headlines to help you get through the day. Snippets. I like snippets.
No, let's go with snippets.
Snippets of conversation.
Yeah, that works.
Because tomorrow we're all back at work with a bit of luck. Well,
that's
not
right.
Really. No one's coming back, are they?
Well, I think they're suggesting 25% in the office.
Is 25% what we call essential? Or is essential less than...
No, they go back to... This is how we usually come out of lockdown.
Yeah, 25.
25, and it's on a rotational thing.
Oh, God.
Still lots of people at work. Tradies.
She right saw some depressing stats about the CBD yesterday as well.
The city is really
and
struggling.
And Bourke Street particularly.
Yeah.
The mall and rental spaces. A couple of big brands departing.
Yeah.
DJs shutting down menswear.
Oh.
Yes. I believe they've sold that building.
Yeah, and... trying to turn the other one into something next level.
So one side of the road.
We'll go.
Wow.
The south side of Bourke Street.
Yikes.
Top six at six. Coming in at number one, Victoria's fifth lockdown to end tonight, but tough restrictions to remain. We know that. Number two, Olympic water polo. Australia comes from behind to topple the Netherlands, Will.
The Stingers.
The Stingers. They look good, don't they?
They do. They're
could
doing
medal.
Very well.
Number three, Vale Dita Brummer.
Really sad.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Ex-Home and Away actor played the character of Shane Parrish, has passed away at the age of 45.
I grew up watching him on the telly on Home and Away.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would have. It's terrible news when lives end at that age for that reason.
Yeah.
But we've sort of all become a bit more used to it, haven't we? It's awful news for his family.
Terrible.
Number four, Pink is happy to pay the fines issued to Norwegian beach handball team. I thought they were the volleyball team. The beach volleyball team, not beach handball.
Yeah, I don't know where that's come from. Sorry, that was a copy and paste.
Was it? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
It's never far away, though. We know that.
I think it might be beach handball.
Beach handball?
I've never heard of beach handball.
It's surely beach volleyball, isn't it?
Beach handball? It sounds like giving a beer to each other.
News.com article says.
Oh, there are a lot of them, actually, now that I think about it.
It's handball. It's a different net.
It's a different sport. My apologies.
Oh, thank you.
My apologies. You were correct.
Thank you.
Number five, women are claiming boobs are getting bigger after having the Pfizer jab. Mine certainly did. Mine are massive, beautiful boobies. Number six, South Korean broadcaster apologises after using pictures of Chernobyl to depict Ukraine and Count Dracula for Romania and pizza for Italy, among other ridiculous images during Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony.
What?
Was that just to help, you know, contextualise the countries for their viewers?
Sounds like our Channel 7 commentary team.
Joe, they're not costumes.
Yeah. What's on the back page?
Da, 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 da. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Well, Troy, it's all about the Olympics, of course.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
Will, is your hat made of terry toweling?
It is, yeah. It's a terry toweling Australian hat.
It's a terry toweling hat.
It is.
Hard to wear headphones with.
Yeah. You look fantastic.
You do.
What did you make of Titmus's coach? We were just chatting about it off air.
Dean Boxall.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent.
So did I. I loved that passion.
I loved the Japanese attendee behind him.
Yeah, Sango. You can't go down there. He's like, mate, I'm going anywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
She's read through 300 pages of IOC commission
rules.
So
they're not allowed to come down this way.
How do I catch him?
She was not prepared.
Stay out of his way would be my advice. He was through the roof. I love that kind of passion.
Yeah.
And as we were just chatting off air, Will, he's at the pool every time Titmus is.
Yep.
What's her first name?
Been. Ariane.
Ariane.
They call her Arnie.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. Ariane's a terrible name.
Titmus is much better.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Ariane. You
just enjoy saying Titmus.
To Titmus. Who call themselves Titmus, DC? It's ludicrous.
Ariane Titmus inspired a nation yesterday with a phenomenal win, 400-metre freestyle against US swimming legend Katie Ledecky. Everyone knows this. She was trailing after the first 300 metres and it ended up with the second fastest swimming time in history of the event. It's the first 400-metre Olympic gold since Shane Gould in 1972 for Australia.
Wow.
So it's been a long time between drinks. So she's also favourite to win the 200-metre freestyle. She qualified for the semi-final last night, winning her heat.
She did it easy.
Yep, and the women's 4x200-metre relay is also a favourite for Australia.
And how many more things has she got? Because she's one of those ones, isn't she? She's got so much. Is she the girl that... Oh, no, that was McEwen.
No, that's Emma McKeon. So McEwen is going to be racing today for a medal. Emma McKeon won a bronze yesterday in the butterfly, 100-metre butterfly, one of the toughest events on the program. So she's two down, five to go in her quest for seven medals at this Games, which will be a record for Australian women.
Yep.
Kyle Chalmers, that was the other story out of yesterday in our bronze medal 4x100-metre relay team. He swam one of the fastest races of all time, so it bodes well for his individual leg where the heats start today. He swam 46.44 in his leg
for 100 metres.
The second fastest relay split ever in that event.
Jeez.
And faster than the world record of 46.91.
Wow.
The world record only counts in the lead-off of a relay.
Yeah.
So if you're the fourth or third leg, it doesn't count because it's a bit easier to shave a bit of time off. But it means that Chalmers and Dressel is going to be a really interesting event.
When's that?
The heats start today.
Great.
And so over the next few days, we'll see how they go. The Hockey Roos are cruising. That's nice. Our women's hockey team. 6-0 win over China, top of Group B. The Stingers, as we mentioned before, our women's water polo team, are second in Group B after their second win over the Netherlands.
They're going great.
Comeback victory. What else? Julian Wilson is now out of the surfing, which is disappointing, controversial. There were claims of bias from the judges. A Brazilian judge gave Gabriel Medina a nice score, which apparently stitched us up. But
God, it looks like an awful swell, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Conditions just look foul. Mm.
There's a reason Tokyo's not on the World Surf Tour, I think.
It's also a cyclone or something.
Oh, it's just a mess. Yeah. Have you seen any of the surfing?
I saw a little bit, try and
pick a wave out of that.
No. Yeah.
They ended up 100 metres apart.
Like Port Phillip Bay.
Wilson and the Brazilian. They just both looked at that surf and went, well, I'll try down here. Why don't you go up there?
Yeah.
An indication of things to come, because the rowing, our women's four and our men's four, were meant to be today, their finals, but I think they've been pushed to tomorrow because of the typhoon.
Better conditions.
Yeah, it's not ideal what's happening in Tokyo with the weather at the moment. Mm. But we'll quickly do the medal tally before we go. Japan are leading.
Hi.
8 golds at the moment, which is nice for the host country.
Yeah.
We're sitting in 7th. So we've got 2 golds, 1 silver and 3 bronze. That puts us just behind Korea, but we've got a lot of golds in the next couple of days. Hopefully, most in the pool.
The Marty Shear Gold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.